Oh, good. I got livery on the ship.
Yeah.
Watching the moving the fan tail.
What you could do without livery.
That's right. I haven't seen you for a while. Let's go, you know, talk. You know. So anyway.
What a waste.
Then my brother in Japan, I always had livery. I always had livery. I don't know why. They liked me. So.
You were a good boy.
I guess. I come out with 4-0. And I always went, there's a big, huge bar, ballroom, dance floor, kitchen, oh, big. They had about a 15, 20-piece band, all tuxedos.
How?
Japanese.
Oh.
Japanese, yeah. Tuxedos. Now, you want to hear music of the 40s, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey? They were playing it. You turn around, they're playing it. Harry James, music? That's them. Before I entered that place, there's a little barbershop, if I need a haircut or not. I got only one barber there. He knew the works. Give me a little trim, you know, and talk, 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 give me a little trim. A head massage.
How nice.
And rub my neck. Put all that beautiful powder, perfume, I don't know what you put on. Sake. But you come out smelling good and good.
And feeling nice.
Yes, yes, yeah. And then we'll rock across the street into the place, and there's, I got a picture. Yoshiko. She gave me a nice picture, all written in Japanese.
So there were girls to dance with?
Yes. They worked at the place.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. I buy a big meal. She eats with me. I'm drinking mixed drinks. She's having her mixed drink, tea.
Mm-hmm.
They get a percentage. How much?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
And she always asked me if there was a chance of me having a weekend off overnight. She would like for me to go with her to the country
mm-hmm.
where her folks lived. I would have enjoyed that.
Yes. It would have been interesting.
Yeah. And because we're all stuck in town, you know. I want to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always said, if I ever go to Hawaii, or near island, Fiji Island, whatever, I get out of town, I would, if I was wealthy, money, I would get one native family. If I could live with them, I'll spend everything, I'll bam, just show me the country out there, how they live.
Far different.
If they want to eat raw pork, I'll eat raw pork. I'm with them, native.
Right.
Okay, but she always asked me that, and I could not do it. I was one stripe short of overnight. One little stripe short.
That's too bad. But that limited it to day trips.
Yes,
only,
yes.
So.
And I always met her there. And there was a circular staircase up there, bar, some more tables up there. My brother Babe, they found out I was at Hinode Bar. I had two pins they gave me. I was an honorary member at the bar. Yeah, Rising Sun, Hinode. And my brother Babe would be upstairs looking down, see if he could see me. He never saw me. Until one day, he went aboard my ship. We're tied up in the harbor, anchored. He come aboard. I was laying down like this here because I had the boat run. I take sailors to shore
mm-hmm.
or I get provisions, food, whatever they need. I had the boat run. And I heard my neighbor, Ramos, come to the quarterdeck. Ramos, report to the quarterdeck. Use Navy language, you know. Doc. Another boat run.